We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If you brave to supermarkets or a big box store, you notice the great national toilet paper shortage continues amid the coronavirus outbreak. People keep buying it up. And as crazy as all this has seemed, there's no shortage of any of this these days. The urge to stockpile the toilet paper and a bunch of food and water, it's not necessarily irrational.
Yeah, it's not rational. So don't beat yourself.
It's always in the middle.
Yeah, well, you know what? Let's talk with Dr. Jenny Tates, who is a clinical psychologist practicing out of Beverly Hills. You know, I guess I get it that you know, you've been waiting in line and you finally get in and there's like, you know, maybe four packs of toilet paper. And although supermarkets are trying to limit it, I people want to just grab as much as they can, even though they know they don't need that much. Why?
You know, this is a great question. And one of the things that we want to do when we're anxious is try to do anything that makes us feel safe. People that struggle with anxiety disorders have something called intolerance of uncertainty. They are basically allergic to uncertainty. No one likes not knowing things, but part of life, especially right now, is learning how to accept that there's just no certainty. All we could do is focus on this moment. And another thing that we could do, which is even more powerful, is really focusing on our values, what we want to stand for. And so while it is tempting to sort of feel certain that you have toilet paper for the next week, do you want to be sort of someone that gets in the way of other people having toilet paper for them and their family or their elderly parent?
I think we all think we would do the second. We're supposed to do, you know, nice things for people. But I know that there aren't any rolls left on shelves. So if I happen across one, I just want to grab it, right? Because it's like, ooh, when am I going to get this chance again? As ridiculous as that sounds, that people are buying so much toilet paper. But it's like, oh, I found rolls. Holy grail. Let me take it.
And I think that there's a middle ground, which would be, you know, take one or two. You know, that I think was now what grocery stores are having to sort of force you to do. But take one or two, but then really be mindful of considering other people around you, your neighbors, your extended Los Angeles family, in terms of your community, and realize that this thing of, like, needing certainty, of, like, knowing that you have an abundance is actually just perpetuating your anxiety. Short term, sure, you feel a little relieved as you unpack your cart and get to your house and know that you have all the supplies to get you through several months. But longer term, it just maintains this thing, and then the markets are out, and then you're creating this sort of social contagion where everyone's doing the same thing, and the next time you go to the market, the line's even longer and even emptier.
Okay, so here's the thing. You're talking about that we have to learn to deal with the concept of uncertainty. So what I'd like you to do very briefly is tell us some good tips on how we accomplish that and send the bill to Mike.
Yeah, so I think moment to moment, just realizing that we need to, like, radically accept there's no way. Life is inherently uncertain, and trying to sort of, like, fight that just doesn't work. It backfires. Like, and you could even just notice, like, so many parts of your day are uncertain, and there's no way to, like, totally perfectly plan. No one would have predicted this, right? So just really accepting that there's so much uncertainty, good and bad. A lot of great things happen to us that we would never expect. A lot of upsetting things happen to us that we would never expect. And needing to control totally backfires when it comes to anxiety, unless there's something that's very, like, productive. Hoarding toilet paper is inherently unproductive.
It's not going to help. All right. Let me circle back to where we started the show, which was people who were out playing basketball or crowding the beaches or the hiking trails after being told to space everything out. What is with us that we can't follow directions when we're asked to do things?
I love that. You know, I mean, I think we're all used to sort of our freedoms, and this is unprecedented territory. And I think a lot of people like sort of vacillate between feeling like they need to like stockpile everything, and also thinking that, you know, it's not going to happen to me, and I I'm free and I'm healthy, so I should live it up. So I think really like this is a sweet spot of adhering to sort of like the prescribed recommendations without sort of creating panic for you and the people around you.
So, of course, now I have to ask this question. How are you handling it?
That is a great question. You know, I've always been a person who recommends routines to people, so I am trying my very best to stick to like a routine that includes, you know, certain hours to do my work and certain hours to try to do exercise, even if it's at home. I'm a big proponent, as you could probably imagine from the prescription about accepting uncertainty and living in the moment, of mindfulness. So I'm definitely practicing mindfulness each day. There are a lot of great free mindfulness resources out there, including I really like the 10% Happier app, which has a lot of good content specifically focused on the coronavirus. I'm also using this as a time to sort of like do things that I might not ordinarily do, like take a class on Coursera. I also, you know, I think it's really important when we're feeling fragile to remember what we have to be grateful for. And I realize that, you know, thank God I'm relatively young and healthy. So I signed up to do volunteering for people that need, you know, groceries delivered that are elderly. So I think kind of doing a mix of what normally would help us, which is remembering our strengths, learning to be in the moment, and sticking to like a healthy routine.
Dr. Jenny Tates, clinical psychologist practicing out of Beverly Hills.